Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, like, you know, recording your nephew's birth. my sister's only child.
No, just for a recap, you guys, I know we've talked about this before, but what we're referencing is the fact that Gina had one job and one job only when her sister was giving birth to her
only child.
It was to record the birth, and Gina did record it. What she didn't realize was that it didn't actually record.
Well, when my brother-in-law handed it to me, it was already on.
So you went to, and you know, that's an understandable mistake.
Right? Okay. So yeah. I turned it on, off, thinking I was turning it on. So yeah. The whole time it's off and I'm not getting in there. Like, you know,
I mean, it's Joe. Bad. I mean, if we want to talk about it, Joe, if you're listening to this, you should have said it's already recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. It's his fault. Really? I'm glad, you know what? I'm glad that you said that. I mean, yeah. It's totally his fault. But yeah.
In a high stress situation like that, like if it's already recording, you mean, just better be safe. Like, hey, here
communication.
You go. It's already recording.
Communication. Yes, I know. Yeah. So the video is literally of like, you can see like the side of the bed and then it just goes to the floor. And then it's just like people like crying and the baby's crying and they're all talking and it's just like a bunch of, but it's all just literally of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The whole video.
Oh boy.
She still loves me. She forgave me. Thank God. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, how are you?
Dude, I am.
You've been so busy. You've had a birthday. You were in New York. You were at Matt. You were in Madison. Had you forgotten? It's like the more I say it, the more you're like, oh shit, I have been busy.
Oh God. You know, what's so funny is I didn't think of any of that. You said, how are you? And I immediately was going to be like, oh man, I'm okay. But like, I've got this, I'm locked up in my upper back.
Oh no.
I know Todd's like, you need to get an MRI. And I was like, well, slow your roll, dude.
Yeah,
I got a knot. I got a real bad
MRI.
Knot. Like I got a real bad knot. And I also have a fused spine in my neck, you know? So like when things are knotted up, when there's no mobility, it makes it worse. I think
real stuck.
So I am very uncomfortable up. I've got pain up into my skull.
Oh, nice.
And some down my arms.
Sounds but wonderful.
But
when did that start?
So yesterday morning, mm-hmm. Not last night, but over the weekend, we stayed up at the ranch. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. When you get out here, we'll stay up there. It's really,
I saw some of your video with the, now just, there's like grass in and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Looks gorgeous.
And it's just, you know, it's nice. There's no people. So you're like, wow, I didn't even point it out. Todd pointed out, we were sitting on the porch with my dad and he's like, you know, you really don't realize how much noise there is just in life until you're out here, because he's like, even just neighbors, right? Like neighbor cars. Cause like when I was in Santa Cruz or Felton or here, it's not like a big city, you know? So it's, like it's not like we're in a big city, but it still is just noise.
No, there's noise.
Time. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
But I had just woke up yesterday and I had a knot in my back. You know, my thoracic kind of over by my scapula, and it was hurt. It was bothering me and, ached or whatever. But I went about my day, just not, you can't really do much about it. Like I wasn't going to sit there and have someone try and rub it. Cause I'm like, I know it's not going to fix it.
Yeah. Right.
I, know. I wish it would. I'm like, it feels good to have you rub it, but it's not going to fix it. And it, like, you know, it ached all day, but it wasn't, once I kind of warmed up, I went for a little run and then, you know, started moving around the house, doing some yard work.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot about it. And then I was shoveling a little bit because we were moving out. We're going to be out the front of the house. You walk down the stairs and it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. So out the front door, you walk downstairs and then it's where you can go right or left down more stairs, right to the front yard. And we're going to be putting in pavers for the pathway. Pretty. So Dad wants to do big pavers and then in between the pavers, we'll do gravel.
Mm-hmm.
So I had called him because I stayed up there and he had gone home and I asked him, like, what can I do? He's like, well, there wasn't a lot you could do because it's been raining so much. And so the ground is just so wet. Like, we can't cut hay. There's a lot of things we can't do. So we decided we would kind of move rocks, kind of go in, rake and shovel and pick up all the big rocks. So we can come in with sand to level it out and put the pavers in.
Yeah.
We were just, shoveling rocks. I didn't think anything of it. And then I was driving home from the ranch yesterday. And as I was driving, I was really starting to lock up.
You're like, I'm shoveling rocks.
Yeah. Not just in the one spot on my left side, but a kind of across my upper back and then definitely up my neck. And my mom has quite, a pretty small, pharmacy in her cabinet.
Small pharmacy.
Yeah. Like a very conservative pharmacy.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's not a drug dealer.
No,
she's had slinging fentanyl and oxys.
No, she's got ibuprofen 800. Yeah. Those come in handy.
Yeah.
She also has some muscle spasm relaxers or whatever. Not very many. And I was so locked up. So I took one of those and I felt like it helped a little bit. Like I definitely had a more movement like in my upper body, but all night it didn't do any, it didn't help me much. And then I was just kind of hurting all night and I got the night sweats, man.
Man, I've been doing that too.
At this point, you're like, wow, I don't know if I should ask Brooke how she's doing.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm sorry I asked. I didn't mean it.
Dude, it's like how I should have responded to you is how we respond to like every old friend or neighbor or peer that when in public or in any situation, they go, oh my God, how are you? And we don't just unload our shit on them, right?
Right.
We go, I'm fine. Great.
Great.
We're great.
Great. How are you? Oh, good. Okay. Good to know. Yep. Bye.
Great. Bye. Yeah. I'm gonna be late. Not like
one of those people in the coffee shop. Not great.
Yeah. You're like, oh God, I shouldn't have asked.
No, yeah. Fuck. What's my exit strategy?
Like, it's like a polite thing to do on both ends. It's a polite thing to say, how are you doing?
Right.
And then it's a polite thing to be like, I'm doing great.
Right. Yes. I know exactly what you're saying. Yes.
However,
you have an obligation to be kind back and to not go into detail about how shitty your day is or your life is or any of that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyways, I'm sorry. Yeah. You don't get that luxury with me. I'm telling you all that. I could be better.
Dude. Yeah. I was sweating buckets last night. I don't know what was going on. I really want to look. Somebody actually had written in. Cause they had heard us talking about like our night sweats. I'm sure. Uh-huh. Cause we've talked about it over and over and over again. Uh-huh.
Sweat a lot.
Well, hey guys, we sweat a lot.
I don't want to,
but they had, so I was at the gym and there was a girl at the gym who I, of course, someone probably said, Gina, how are you? And I overshared and she,
you're like, oh my God, thank you for asking.
I'd be like, tell somebody.
I haven't seen Brooke in a really long time. And so
let me go into detail about my night sweats. The person's just looking at you like, oh fuck. Yeah. So see, I was not kind in that situation. So she was telling me there's a thing called a chili pad.
Yes.
Have you seen those?
I have seen them. I have yet to order one. And Todd's always reminding me, like, I need to get a chili pad. There's actually another brand too. It's called Sleep 8.
Well, someone wrote in and they even have like a discount code or something.
Stop.
Wait, hold on.
Well, while you're finding that, I'll explain a chili pad. So you guys, a chili pad is, well, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a mattress pad, mattress cover that cools you down. You can set a temperature and you can have it to where
it changes, right?
Yeah. So
like depending on the time or something.
Yep. So from what I was told by my doctor with, you know, unloading all my problems on them, trying to solve them.
Yet again, should have never asked how I was.
Yep. Shouldn't have asked how, you know, how I'm feeling. They mentioned, you know, with sleep hygiene, such a funny phrase, but like sleep hygiene, a lot of things to think about are, you know, obviously wearing blue light blockers, not watching TV or being on your phone close to bedtime. Like you have to get your body, you know, it's so funny as I'm talking about it as if I do this to it.
I know. I feel like you're an expert.
I have so much room for improvement.
Like not an expert.
I have a lot of room for improvement, but I have been better, not because I'm weak. Okay. When it comes to this kind of stuff, especially if I'm like by myself,
I'm good at talking about things I'm going to do and never doing them.
Todd really holds me to it, especially with my sleep. Like you should see him like, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If I go to grab like any beverage that has caffeine in it, he goes, nope. I'm like, wait a minute. Come on. He's like, nope, you're not having that. I'm like, God, are you my dad?
He's just hitting it out of your hand.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope. Okay. Oh, I found it. So this is called a bed jet.
Oh,
so this is from Susie DeShields. It says, hello, ladies. Brooke, you got to get a bed jet. It blows cool or warm air into a connected cloud sheet that you put your comforter on top. It doesn't blow air straight on you, but controls the temperature of your bed, and it's total heaven. And it has this turbo mode for the winter. Hubs and I each have our own bed jets. They blow into separate cloud sheet compartments. And after fighting with my 11-year-old to quit getting in my bed at bedtime, we bought her one too. They are that great. Anyway, had to share because I can't keep this luxury to myself after hearing your bedtime misery in the last episode. Love you guys so much. Been listening since day one, Susie. Thank you so much, Susie. And then there's an actual discount code on here. So go into
Susie, I am Googling bed jet right now.
So I think bed jet.
How does it work?
I remember it has a big tube at the bottom of
the bed. I'm looking at it.
You almost need like room for like this, like the,
oh my gosh, dude, this is perfect for me and Todd because you, Todd is extremely cold blooded. Like, I mean, cold blooded, the man gets chilly easily, especially in Utah because my whole family, we all run pretty hot. So this looks like you can pick your own temperature.
Yeah.
This it shows one side's at like 70 degrees.
Oh,
that's
too
hot.
That's way
the other one's at 89. If you're sleeping at 89 degrees,
whoa.
What? Not 89 degrees.
Are you a lizard?
89 degrees. Wait, 96
degrees? 98
degrees. That's what it is. 98 degrees. Gina knows that.
Yep, I do know that.
I think my mom took me to see 98 degrees when I was little. Anyways, the bed jet.
Yeah, so that thank you, Susie. And then,
I think
it basically does the same thing as the other one, the chili pad.
Yeah.
But then I was looking at prices too. Like what, like one chili pad is like
really expensive,
around $500, like
really expensive
dollars, which I mean, if it works.
It might be better to have it. So is she saying that this is your sheet? It goes over you or under you?
Oh, I think this goes. The one that Susie just talked about?
Yeah.
I thought it goes under you.
Well, let me look right here. It says
it blows cool in a connected cloud. It's a sheet.
Yeah.
And you put your comforter on top.
Oh.
Oh, interesting. So it's not what you're laying on the pod underneath, which the chili pad is underneath you.
Yeah.
Where this is on top of you. You could do both.
Mm-hmm. I might need both.
Just. The whole science, your whole bed looks like a science project.
Uh-huh. It has this thing. Let's see if I can see it again. It's talking about body core temperature, bed jet, biorhythm technology active. And it says on here, it's like 9 PM to 11 PM sleep trigger zone. Not sure what that means, you guys, but sleep trigger zone. And it's slowly, you're watching this graph, the temperature slowly dropping and then it's slowly rising. And I have heard that. That's when I was saying, sleep hygiene, that you really should be going to sleep at like sleeping pretty cold temperature,
mm-hmm.
but that you want your temperature, whether it's with your thermostat or your chili pad or bed jet or sleep eight, all these different things. Take your pick, you guys, because we're not sponsoring any of those companies or they're not sponsoring us. So, you know, your guess is as good as ours, but that you want your temperature to rise. Like slowly start coming up as your wake, like your time to wake up in the morning. Is that kind of weird?
That is
like
weird.
It says your deep sleep zone. It's got your temperature, your body core temperature drops down on here. It shows the lowest body core temperature to be like 97.2.
Oh, I for sure am running a fever every night.
Yeah, that's too
hot. I'm like running at 105. I'm like getting brain damage. My brain's just cooking every night.
And then you're awake and it shows like your sleep trigger zone, 9 PM to 11 PM and temperature's dropping. And then it says your deep sleep zone is, you know, around like 11:30 midnight and it goes down. It's at, it says around 3 AM. It's your cool, like your coldest time. And then it slowly starts rising.
No, that's like when I'm waking up.
Yeah.
This must be like a normal person. That's, you know, someone who still has like their hormones.
Look at this. I know.
Leveled.
Dude, minor. I'm all over the place. Sleep science tells us we sleep deeper when our bodies are at the right temperature at the right times of the night.
Okay. But it's not telling you what temperature is that?
Well, let me get there. Maybe.
Okay.
You're right. You know what? With that said, I feel like everyone's different. For instance, Todd, if he's too cold, doesn't feel great. Right.
Yeah.
I feel like my body is so good at heating itself up.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be hard to make me too cold.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless I was out in the cold and I didn't have warm clothes on. You know what I mean? But in bed.
Right. Yeah. Like you're not out in the elements.
No, we're not out in the elements.
You're not in the elements. You're in the comfort of your own home. You have shelter.
Your idealized sleep temperature actually varies through the night. Bedjet was the first company to introduce biorhythm sleep technology, enabling you to pre-program personalized cooling and warming settings for every hour of the night that promote deeper sleep. Again, you guys, this is not an ad.
Yeah, but like
we are learning about this.
Yeah, this is not an ad. But what does it look like? Because I feel like I remember somebody had one, and I don't know if it was this company. It was, I think it was Meg Squats. It was like on her Instagram, and a company had sent her something.
Well, like this is the thing.
It looks like. Yeah.
So it's like a little box and it has, I saw a picture of it. It has
like a big hose or something.
Images. Here we go. Yeah. A big hose.
Yeah. So like, that's the only thing is like, I wouldn't want that ruining the ambiance of my bedroom. It's a huge hose, right? Yeah. Yeah. I saw that.
Big old hose.
That is a huge hose, which I think the chili pad looks like it has but a smaller thing.
You can put it under your bed too. Like you can put the box under your bed.
It wouldn't fit under my bed. My bed is a low profile bed.
If it's into your sheet and not into your comforter,
yeah.
And you could theoretically make sure you have, well, actually I'm going to stop myself when I say this. I'll tell you why. I was going to say you could theoretically just have one of those oversized comforters for your bed.
Well, I do.
But that brings me to another gripe I have with people
more who warmth? Make
bedding. No.
What?
My gripe is this. How come they have yet to make a duvet that actually fits the duvet cover?
Oh, I completely agree. Although I have to say I've had really good luck with this last one. I think I told you. I actually need you to
send it to me again. Dude, I look up oversized and then I even look at the The measurements?
Uh-huh.
Well, I haven't ordered the one that you told me about. I had bought the bedding that I have, I took it out of storage.
Yeah.
Like from my bedding.
Yeah, our bedding's the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I remember I still, especially because I moved back home and I put everything in storage, I hadn't got a new duvet, like a new blanket. And so I get here and I actually was asking my cousin, she's like my sister, because she works at a furniture store. I said, Linz, can you order a duvet, like a bigger one that will actually fit my duvet cover? Because I've ordered a duvet and a duvet cover from the exact same company.
And they don't fit.
And they don't fit.
I know. It's weird. They're always really too small.
It's annoying. It's annoying because then on one side, or you try to like level, like even out your
duvet. Yeah, it moves around. It,
you have like, it's just like extra,
extra skin.
Like skin folds with nothing in it.
My bed has skin folds.
It's crawls.
No, it's true. But the one that I got is actually a comforter. It is not a duvet.
Yeah.
So it's like not the big down thing. Cause that's what I've always had in the past. This is more of like a white plain, stitching comforter. And that is the thing that has fit the best. I know. I'll have to send it to you.
Because it's so irritating. I was telling my mom, I'm like, I'm ready to just buy two, sew them together and shove them.
I know, but then it'd be a mess. Then it'd be just lumps. You'd go from skin folds to lumps.
Oh no.
My bed's got tumors.
Yeah.
My bed's got a tumor. It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
So I know that we got to wrap this up. Well, how long have we been going? About a half hour?
21 minutes to be exact. You guys, actually, here we go. I'll give you a brief overview. I was in Florida. You guys knew that. Hot as shit out there. Oh my gosh. Actually, on that note, quickly, I was so excited to come home. Why? Because I wanted some dry weather. Why? Because I wanted to not sweat so much when I worked out. And I wanted to be able to dry after I was a little bit sweaty. Here's the caveat. Came home. It's been real rainy here.
Is it really?
Oh yeah. I pretty much left humid to come to humid. Now it's nowhere near the same amount of humidity here as it is in Florida. But it's been,
What were you in New York for?
Unique New York. I was in New York with Todd because he was there for, I can't wait to tell you this. Okay. He was there for work, working in a couple VA hospitals out there. And I just, went for a couple of days before I flew to Madison, Wisconsin, and I just got my steps in.
Nice.
I mean, the first day I was there, it was the coolest day they had. And I went running in Central Park. Well, first I ran. No, I didn't. I walked.
I'm so happy that you hold yourself accountable.
Man, I really do. I'm like, if I lied to you about that, if I lied about that, it would eat me alive all day. I can't believe I told people I ran. I didn't.
Dude, have you ever lied on accident? And you're like, why did I say that? That was a total lie. I caught myself doing that the other day. I said something and it was a complete lie. And it wasn't like anything big.
It was like,
I can't even remember, but I was talking to somebody. I said, oh yeah, I already did that. I'm like, no, I didn't. Why did I just say that? I just lied to you for no reason. Like it was just something like that simple. Like it just, I don't know if I'm just a liar.
You were on autopilot for a second. That's it. You were on autopilot.
I just lie so often that, it's like, no, but it was like a really weird thing. And I can't remember what it was, but it was really funny. And I just stopped myself and I said, that's not true. I didn't do that. I just lied to you. I'm sorry.
Like, oh, my bad.
It was almost like I was going along with something like, oh yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, I've done that before. And then I was like, no, I haven't. I've never done that.
Man, I think that's pretty normal for a lot of people.
Yeah. It was just such a weird situation. And same thing. Cause I'll stress out about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, I can't lie about that. I'm sorry. I just lied to you.
You're like, no, I did not go to the coffee shop this morning.
Why did I say I did?
You're like, I got a coffee this morning. Oh yeah, me too. Oh, wait, no, I didn't.
It was something like that. Oh God. Idiot.
No, but I walked Central Park. So okay. I set my watch because I was putting my steps in, and I knew I was going to go running at Central Park and I pretty much had most of the day to just get my steps in. That's what I told myself. I was like, I'm going to walk a lot. Walked there and then ran through Central Park and walked back. Here's what's funny. Before I went to New York, I was only going to be there for a couple of days. And then I was heading off to Madison, Wisconsin for one day. I was there for the CrossFit Games. I did not watch the CrossFit Games. I was only there for one day to do a sneak preview like or a promotion, credit screening right? of a movie. Yes.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh, I'm going to shower, wash my hair before I go to New York. So I don't have to like deal with my, you know, my hair, everything while I'm gone.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, like, there's no way in hell anywhere is going to be as humid as it is here in Florida. The day I went running in New York, it was humid, but it also was kind of misty. So I'm out walking and I start running and I'm immediately pretty drenched. Wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at that point I was thinking to myself, like, I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to wash my hair at the hotel because you guys, you just don't know what kind of water you're going to get when you travel. And my hair is so,
it's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah. But as I'm out there, I'm already in it. So I'm like, well, fuck it. I guess I got to get this workout in. I really wanted it. So I ran and then walked back. But every day I just kind of got my steps in, walked everywhere. And if you guys have been in New York, at any time, you walk a lot. And I really like that about it. Just a lot of weird, you know, a lot of weirdos out, a lot of people to watch. And a lot of people were going home thinking like they saw a weirdo, me.
You are most likely the weirdo.
Oh yeah.
No.
Out there in, you know, workout clothes, just getting to a corner, like running in place. I'm just kidding. I did not do that.
At the stoplight.
Yeah. But I was there for a couple of days. We went and saw a show.
I saw that. What'd you see? Moulin Rouge. Yeah. So cool.
I did like it. As soon as I was watching it, I kind of had forgot that we saw Moulin Rouge in France. Oh, it was before you got there.
Yeah, I was like, no, I didn't.
You're like, no.
I was going to, I almost lied. See how natural it comes? I'm a terrible person.
No, you want to know why? You want to know why?
Because I just assumed I forgot.
Well, exactly. Because you trusted that I knew.
I did.
And I did know,
forget things so often.
As I said it, I immediately reminded myself, like, oh no, you got there when we got to Nice.
Yeah, I did.
So we were already gone.
Okay.
But I wish I would have saw, I wish we would have seen something else. Cause I was only there for, I wasn't there for very long.
Yeah.
But I forgot that I had already seen that.
Yeah.
And we were trying to pick something cause Todd had never been to New York and he never seen a Broadway show. And so, we went and met up with a friend, Margaret, and she lives there and has a lot of friends that are in all the shows. And, you know, we just kind of picked one
because
we're just trying to get something picked and get tickets bought. So
yeah,
it was really cool. The set was beautiful. It was insanely, you know, well done. And obviously, you know, Broadway is Broadway, but next time see something different that I have.
Lion King.
I have seen Lion King, but the first year, back when I was in, like the first year they did it.
I've heard that one's really good.
It is incredible. And the costumes are.
Yeah. Insane.
But then I went to New York for 2 nights, one day. I'm such a bad person. You guys, Gina didn't even know I was going to New York, or Gina didn't even know I was going to Wisconsin.
I didn't. What?
I meant to say I left there, went to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
She's texting me and she goes, wait, I didn't know you were going there. And I was thought to myself like, oh man, I didn't tell anybody.
Well, cause I'm just thinking, you know, in my head, I'm thinking like, I mean, it's been a while since you've been like back in that environment.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I would imagine that that would give you a little anxiety.
Oh yeah.
You know, knowing you as I do.
I had some.
No, I had some. Yeah. You know, cause there's just, I mean, it's been a while. How long has it been since you've gone? I mean, cause we were, was what? Like before
2018
or 2019. We went to Madison. I want to say it was 2019.
It was 2019.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was thinking it's probably been quite a while.
Yep.
For you. And so how was that?
It was good. Because I was there on Thursday, you know, a lot of people, it becomes way more, I guess, packed Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I was in Madison, Wisconsin to help promote the movie that I was executive producer on, Strong Enough.
Executive producer.
Believe me, I didn't even know that what I did was considered that. That was my job. I had no idea that what I did to help, you know, the directors and the filmmakers, that the job that I did
is what an executive
was, in fact,
producer.
An executive producer.
Yeah. How funny.
Yeah. So
just add that to your resume.
Brooke Enns hasn't been back to the house again since 2019. Oh my God, she's back and she's an executive producer.
What? So that was good though.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. You know, it was, I'll tell you, there was these girls that came to see me. So I also didn't really promote that I was going. It's almost like I was going to put it on my social that I was going, but there just never was a time that it was like, hey guys, I'm going to the CrossFit Games. I just never really thought about it. And, until like right before. And we had put stuff like Devin, you know, was helping me post some things on there on my Instagram, but like, you know, like you guys that are listening know, just because people post on social, it doesn't mean that everyone actually gets notified that you were posted.
Right.
So these couple women came and saw me. I wish I could remember their names. I'm pretty sure they listened to the podcast. And they told me that they were, because I had gone on my Instagram when I was outside the gates and I was like, I'm in Madison.
Yeah, no, I remember seeing that because I was like, wait, what the fuck?
And they said that they were in town, like they were downtown Madison. And that Thursday was the day they weren't going to go to the venue. They were just going to like hang out in Madison. And they saw that I was there and they immediately were like, they immediately got in the car and drove to the venue.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah. To come and see me. So it was great. And it was, you know, it was super hot and yeah, I had a lot of fun, you know, taking pictures and meeting people. And then we did the private screening of the movie and then that was it. Me and Devin flew out the following morning at, you know, 6 a.m. Well, she flew out at 6:30 in the morning. My flight was at 6:45 and, they canceled my, got to the
Dude,
airport.
I'm telling
got,
you, they
got to the airport at 5:45 in the morning, mm-hmm. to have them let me know that I couldn't check in. I was like trying to check in for my flight, trying to get my boarding pass, would not let me. Well, it turns out they had canceled my connecting flight. Thanks for nothing, American Airlines.
See, it's fucking American Airlines.
They're the worst.
I'm telling you, they are the worst.
And you know, it sucks is because we've said it so many times, you guys, but they're the worst and they're the only option.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I did it. So what happened though, is they had canceled my connecting flight, maybe some weather going on the East Coast. I don't know. My option was this, well, we can get you on this flight, but you might get stuck in Charlottesville. Basically we're going to get you there. And then you'd have to be standby to get to Tampa. Cause I was trying to get back to Tampa to like really pack up my full suitcase and then come back to the West Coast.
Yeah.
I was not wanting to do that. I'm like, well, that would be way worse than me just staying here for one more night and being able to go and help them with the booth another day or whatever. Yeah. So instead I was able to get on a Delta flight that was out that later that morning and got me out of Madison. So
nice.
I just sat at the airport. If you remember it, like this small airport in Madison, Wisconsin, they had these, Devin was texting me to make sure I was okay. And she directed me to the massage chairs. You put your card in,
you
swipe it and you can just sit in those chairs.
Yeah.
I sat in that chair for like 2 hours.
Someone's like, give someone else a turn.
Yeah.
You guys, that was actually the massage chair.
That was actually a lie.
Oh, you lied.
Yeah. no, I sat there. I was at the airport for that long before I like checked my bag and went through security. But I actually only ran that massage chair through one cycle. So probably like 30 minutes.
See, like when you really start to think about it, we lie a lot.
Man,
a lot of lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy who cried wolf, you know?
Yeah. That's us. I had an interesting, went to Tahoe, a bear broke into our house again. It broke into our house like 10 years ago, probably not the same bear.
Could be.
He could have just, you know, felt like this was his 10 year anniversary or something. Last time he went right through the front door. went straight to the fridge, ate everything out of the fridge, and then took a giant dump on the front mat as he was leaving.
So, what does bear poop look like?
It's just like a big mound. Just a
like
big,
kind of like cow pie or no?
Kinda.
But they probably,
well, like cow pie, because this was like 10 years ago. Yeah. Well, no, yeah, not the consistency, but it just looks like almost like a frozen yogurt machine, like a big, yeah, this is a big plop. It was a big plop. But so the bear had been, my cousin was up there with his wife and their kids, and the bear was getting, the one bear that was there was getting really comfortable. And just during the day, going up to their son's truck and just undoing the doors. Like he like pulls one door and it's locked, and he looks at them, and they're like, you know, they're staying like kind of like near the house, and they're like yelling at him and like banging like pots and pans and like telling him to
banging
go.
Banging sticks together?
Yeah.
Parent trap?
Yes. So they're yelling at him. And he literally like walks around the other side, is just looking at him, just goes, boop, opens the car door, the truck door, and just keeps looking at them, just gets into the back seat. Yeah. Roosting around back there. I don't know if there's probably food in there or something. So we knew that they were getting pretty bold.
I know that that's so bad, but like, man, is that cool. I wish that I could see a bear do that.
I know. Right.
Yeah.
Like honestly. And so our family's home, it's like, you know, kind of like all our whole families. So, we all kind of take turns going up there. So, I guess one broke in on Monday or Tuesday. So I ended up going up this weekend. And it worked out perfect. Like Marcus and Megan had wanted to go up to Tahoe, like a bunch of people had wanted to go. And so we're already kind of like talking about like at some point doing that.
Uh-huh.
So went up, and the bear basically broke through two windows. I sent you the pictures.
Yes.
It broke through one in the bedroom. And then I don't know if it's two bears or one bear or doing all the damage. I have no idea. And then
they had a house party.
Yeah. And had a full house party, and then broke into the window in the living room. Basically got into some cooking oil and tracked it all over all the carpets. So there's these like almost like bear print oil stains on the carpet everywhere. Megan and I were looking, he even like went into the, I should have taken videos, what I should have done, but he even went into the master closet. We're like, what was he doing in here? You know, you
he's
can
looking,
just see like
he's looking for a suit and
bear
tie.
Prints. Yeah. He's just looking for a change of clothes.
Yeah, boo boo.
Yeah.
That's what I think about. I think Yogi Bear.
Yeah,
boo boo.
Yeah. So that was kind of an adventure. And then like kind of the whole time, because you know, the windows were boarded up because someone's gonna have to go back up there. We'll hire someone to go back up there and fix it. But you know, we had to board it up in the meantime, but like the whole time, all of us were kind of sketched out, like, well, shit,
is he going to come back?
Will they come back?
Yeah.
Like, most people say they won't come in if you're there.
Yeah.
But the other one was so bold to get in the truck, you know, that I was like, oh, I don't know. Could be bear food.
Dude. It's like a little kid. You know, you tell them not to do something and they look at you and they're just like,
that's exactly what he did.
They do it anyway.
It's exactly what he did. I'm going to get Rose to give me the video. I bet she has it.
Dude, I got to send you this.
So good.
I got to send you this video of, actually, maybe I'll play it for you guys. Well, no, I won't, because if you're not watching, you won't be able to see it.
Okay.
I'll explain. So on my birthday, oh yeah, you guys, I'm 33.
Yes. Yes. It was your birthday on Wednesday.
It was my birthday. And, I, to be honest with you, didn't have a great day, you know, from the beginning of the day. Aww. It was kind of an off day, kind of like an anxious day. And, you know, I was also on my period, so maybe that played a role.
Yeah. Sorry,
but it wasn't great. But at the end of the night, my nephew, Jax, he's so funny.
We had
tacos and it was really good, but there were these like small flour tortillas. We didn't do big ones. Well, we decided there's a couple left. And so I decided me and Jax are going to play that tortilla slapping game.
Oh, the tortilla challenge. Yes.
I have this video because Robin, my sister, videoed the whole thing. I'm going to send it to you, Gina, because it is hilarious. Oh my gosh. So in the beginning of the video, after we start trying to, I'm teaching him how to do it.
Because you hold the water in your mouth, right?
Todd says, aren't you supposed to hold water in your mouth? And I was like, yes, but we're not going to do that. There's no way that Jack's going to hold water in his mouth. So we're just playing rock, paper, scissors.
Just slapping.
dude, this video is so funny because I'm holding the tortilla. We're doing rock, paper, scissors. He's struggling to not cheat with rock, paper, scissors. And finally he loses. It's the first time. So I'm showing him, I'm like, okay, buddy. So now what you're going to do is you just, and I clock him across the face with the tortilla. And it sounds, obviously it sounds worse than it
right.
is. Okay. That's why the challenge is like, you don't want to spit the water out because it's funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's his turn to hit me because Jax is 5 years old.
Five. Is he kindergarten?
He just went into kindergarten.
Okay.
He's been in preschool. Kindergarten, preschool, right?
Pre-K.
Is it go, you're in kindergarten, then you're in preschool?
No, kindergarten's right before first grade. So it's preschool.
He just went into kindergarten. It's his first year of kindergarten.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's five.
Probably close to the
yeah. Whatever.
Close,
you guys,
close to that. I don't know. We're nitpicking now.
We don't know ages. I don't know my age.
Somewhere around there. Somewhere.
Yeah, 33. Five. I'm just somewhere in there. Okay. So it's his turn to hit me. I'm telling him, okay, Jax, because he's like winding up.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I was going to say he wants to get you back.
And we're telling him like, just hold it. And it's a little tortilla. It's not a big one. So you know, telling him to hold it with his just his finger. It's just the edge of it. And I kind of tell him, you know, okay, don't hit me hard. Right. Like just do like a practice hit. So just, you know, where it's supposed to go. Right. So I put my head out and he does it. And it's like nice and soft and it just really taps my face. And I go, good. Okay. Now do it a little bit harder. Dude, this kid landed that tortilla on my face so perfectly. Everyone in the room just immediately erupted laughing so fucking hard. Smacked me. I'm like, oh, makes this loud smack noise. We were laughing so hard and we kept playing. And what's so funny too is he goes, okay, how do we play? And I'm like, we've been playing.
Yeah, this is all you do. This is the game.
But it was so funny. I hadn't done the challenge. Obviously I've seen it a bunch and I never even thought to do it. And then we had these tortillas. My mom was sending food home with all my siblings, you know, like leftovers. There were a couple tortillas left. And so I grabbed them and I was like, oh, I'm going to play this game with Jax.
Dude, it was so funny.
It was really funny.
There's been, so Megan and Courtney and I did it one night, but we were so bad at it. I would just spray water on them every single time. I mean, like I could never even get to the point where I was even doing the rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
And then at one point I got to actually hit Courtney, but the tortilla flew out and slapped and stuck to the wall. Yeah. It was just it was a disaster.
So funny.
But what's really funny is, so there's somebody that you and I both know in our gym at West. I don't want to name names because I don't want him to make him sound like a terrible, awful person,
yeah.
But he's a very gruff person. He might've been the person that was getting your weight vest when you left.
Oh, okay.
Certain someone. Mm-hmm. And he has three kids. I don't know if he's married. It doesn't really matter, but he's his partner. And, but he's a very, if you've ever been around him, he's just a very aggressive, comes across very aggressive, you know, very macho. Yep. And so he was recording the tortilla challenge with he and his girl. And basically Daniel and I watched it and we said, don't post that. Like it looks like he's beating the shit out of her.
With the tortilla?
With the tortilla. And he looks so serious and like really wound up. And he's a big dude. And you just see him. He's just like,
yeah.
And then she's like, eh, and then like, she's trying to walk away and he's like, get back here. But it's like, he's not.
That's what's funny about this video of me and Jax.
It was too aggressive. And we know him and she, you know, his chick obviously knows him. And we know that he's not a wife beater or anything
not,
like that.
He's not,
it
actually.
It would definitely not come across well. And both Daniel and I were like, do not post that.
Dude, that's what's funny. I'm going to send this video to you because after... Well, first of all, you guys, I'm not like whacking my nephew like really right. hard. Right?
Right.
But what's funny is like, once I did it, now he's like, ah, no. So every time it's my turn to hit him and he hit me a lot, but I kept losing.
Yeah.
It's my turn to hit him. And like, it's my sister, my brother-in-law, my mom, my dad, they're all like, Jax, I'm like, Kate, put your shoulder down. Stop trying to hide your face. I'm like pulling his arm down.
The whole family's holding him down so you can just beat the shit out of him. That's the way family's supposed to be.
It was really funny. I can't wait till the next family get together, because I want to have my nieces and nephews them play each other. I just want to watch them do it. Like the old ones that are a little bit older and have them actually put water in their mouth.
Yeah, but that is going to end really bad. Oh my God.
What I've learned, I didn't take a hand to the face, by the way, but what I have learned from trying it is better be safe than be sorry. Like, just make sure you have like extra large tortillas.
Yeah. Yeah. I had small ones, you can end up with a fist behind it.
I'm going to send you the video. I'll actually do it right now before I forget.
All right. Send it to me.
But, you guys, that's it.
I just want to know who comes up with this shit.
I mean, I have no idea. Like a Tide Pod challenge.
Yeah. No, it's just like, it's so strange to me. Like, let's just come up with this. And then it just goes crazy viral. And every single human is doing it. It was funny because someone else in our gym had done it and posted it. And this other girl from the gym messaged me and she was like, I want you and Daniel to do this. I go, oh, hell no. He would take every opportunity.
Oh, he would love it.
Just hurt me. And then he was like, he was reenacting it. And he was like, I would just be like this. Doosh, 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 doosh. Douche, 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 douche. Like, it's reenacting. What are you? I'm like, wait, no, you're only supposed to have one tortilla. Like, all of a sudden you have like six tortillas. Like, what's going on?
All of a sudden he's like one of those monkeys with the things in their hands.
That's what he was doing. Ding, 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 ding. I was like, okay. Yep. Jeez. This is exactly why I won't play with you. Too aggressive for me. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you listening as usual.
Yeah. What I was going to say is, I know we had told you guys before we were going to have the filmmakers on from this movie that the executive producer,
but we got a little ahead of ourselves.
Well, we were trying to have it done, but
pretty
much last minute. But what I am going to do is, because it really wasn't possible for us to have them on right before I was in Madison, which is what I was trying to do. We are going to get it scheduled for,
hopefully soon.
Yeah. Hopefully either, if not the next podcast, but a couple after. So we will get them on. It'll be really, really fun to have them on and talk about the whole process of what it's like to kind of make movies and make like indie films that you are submitting to, film festivals.
Yeah. It's very cool.
But
all right, guys.
Oh no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and please remember you guys, I was trying to get something off my computer. We love getting your messages. So thank you so much for emailing those of you who have been. If any of you guys have any questions, there is another story that I want to read. So there was a recent person that sent something really funny and that we will read on the next one.
Yes.
So email us at betweentherups@gmail.com. Pretty please. We love getting those and we appreciate you guys. And don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll get back to you guys next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.